Good morning.
Hello, good morning. This is Alberto from Family First. Am I speaking with Ms. Bruton?
Yeah, this is Shaldina, Denise. How you doing?
Hi, Shaldina. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. Now, I was with my aunt Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I did my hours at the hospital. I didn't come here and clock in because she needed me there, and I didn't, like, I don't drive. So my transportation, I couldn't come here and then go there. But I did like 10 and 6 Friday, 10 and 6 Saturday, and 10 and 6 Sunday. Well, 10 and about 5 Sunday. And then she came home yesterday. I only went up there for an hour and sat with her because I didn't know she was getting discharged. And then she called me and said she was home. But I'm here with her now. She's resting.
Okay. Yeah, I actually noticed that you clocked in today. And I was going to get in contact with the member because I don't know. If something is wrong with my text, but I sent you the questions that I needed for the report. I don't know if you were able to receive it. I noticed
I
yesterday.
I didn't see anything. I was looking for it. I didn't see anything. You texted me on my phone. I was looking for it. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And my phone's not on right now. Something's going on with my phone. I do not know. I tried to clock in from it. It won't let me. And I wanted to help you up and contact you to see what's going on. I don't know what's going on my phone. That's why I had to put the exchange on her phone and call from her phone.
Okay.
Because I usually got things from my phone.
Oh. Yeah, I actually see here again. It seems like the message didn't go through. Michelina says, carrier rejected as invalid destination address. I'm not sure the reason why that is showing.
And you text my number 215-921-0688.
Yeah, moment. I have the number here on your profile is that we have is 215-924-0688.
No, it's 921. That's why.
Okay. So I'm going to notify HR so they can change that, okay? In the meantime, Michelina, I'm going to ask you the questions just because I need to send the report.
Okay.
The first one is if you could please provide me with the name of the hospital that the member was admitted to.
It's Fitzgerald Mercy.
Okay. Do you have the specific hours of the day that she was admitted to the hospital?
I was at home. She went in like 2 in the morning, Friday morning. Specifics, I don't know because I was not here.
Okay. Okay, do you know if she was taken to the hospital by an ambulance or if a family member?
Yeah, it was an ambulance.
Okay. And the last question is if you know the reason of the hospitalization, the reason why she was admitted?
Yeah, she had a bowel obstruction and pneumonia.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to send that information. I see that the member that you clocked in today and that the clocking was registered correctly. Okay?
Okay, now.
Yep.
I didn't come here to clock in when I was up there with her. Can I still get paid my hours? She can verify that I was there, but she didn't want me to leave her by herself. So I had to stay up there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday, I only stayed for like an hour and I left.
But unfortunately, since the member was admitted to the hospital, it's not possible for us to cover those days. Like the caregivers cannot provide services while the member is at the hospital, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Okay, this much. Okay. All right.
But what I'm missing, Ms. Shalina, just as a reminder, is the timesheet for Thursday. I have the clock out only. The clock in is missing. So we need a timesheet for the 21st.
I clocked in Thursday. Did it go through?
It seems like it was not registered in the system. Sure.
Yeah, I worked Thursday 9:30 and I clocked in at 5:30-ish because I stayed for almost 6 hours fixing my dinner.
Oh, man. Moment, let me take a look to see if perhaps it is missing in the system and I can find it and put it manually, okay? Give me a second. I'm going to place you on hold. Hey, Michelina, thank you so much for waiting in the line. Unfortunately, I'm not able to find the clock in manually either. So in this case, we're going to need a timesheet for the visit.
A what?
A timesheet for the visit.
So how do I do that?
I'm going to send you the link for you to send the timesheet or form. It's an online form for you to register the information, okay? I'm going to send it to your
email.
I'm sorry?
Send it to my email?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to your email. Could you please confirm your email with me?
Sheldinabrewton234@gmail.com.
Okay, sure. I'm going to send it to your email. You should receive it in a few minutes, and so you can fill out the information of the visit.
And just send it back to you?
Correct. But since it is a form, it automatically goes to a website that we in which we receive all the timesheet.
Oh, just sign. Just fill it out and just leave it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, the pay, I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I have a five-day pay for Friday?
Me a moment. Could you please repeat our...
I work Sunday, Monday. I worked all last week, but then I work Sunday, Monday. I don't forgot to pay for it. Sorry. I work Sunday this week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of last week.
Okay. I see that we have pending to pay to you from Monday to Thursday. All the other visits were paid.
So I have a four-day pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a four-day pay from Monday to Thursday.
So this week starting, I won't have Sunday and Monday on there. I mean, I won't. No, today's Tuesday. So Sunday and Monday, I won't get paid for this next Friday, right?
No. Since the member was still in the hospital, no.
Okay, she just came home yesterday. The evening, so I couldn't get over. Okay, so I'll have again Monday. I have, what do I have this week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't understand. So if I work all this week, so what do I get paid next week?
You provided services yesterday after the member returned home?
No.
So
no,
is
she, I have a client. She didn't get home till 5, so I have a client at 6 to 9, so I couldn't do it.
Okay, so well, on this Friday, we're going to pay for last week's visits that we're going to pay only from Monday to Thursday, right?
Yeah, right. I'm saying the days I work this week.
But since today you started working again with the member, you're going to receive a payment from today until Sunday.
For next week?
Yeah, for next week.
Okay. All right, thanks. So I'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I have a 7-day pay then, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A 6-day pay. Okay, all right.
6 days.
I'm just trying to get it right because I haven't did a whole time yet. And I'm just trying to get the hours. So if the pay period starts on a Sunday and ends on a Saturday?
No, it starts on Monday and ends on Friday and Sunday. From Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday, all of them. Okay. Monday to
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Alberto.
You're
welcome. I'll check my email for that paperwork. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, you're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.